Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. Life is full of compromise, but there's one thing in life that you should never compromise on, your own health. That's why I like to use ZocDoc to find the best doctors for me. That's how I found my personal doctor, as well as the pediatrician for my little girl. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more awkwardly waiting on hold with a receptionist. My favorite thing is that you can see doctor reviews. I mean, who wants to go to a doctor who makes you sit alone in a room for an hour and then rushes out after barely speaking to you? I love using ZocDoc because, to be honest, it's easy and I'm lazy. Go to ZocDoc.com/RS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/RS. ZocDoc.com/RS. Welcome to r/, a podcast where I read the best posts from across Reddit. Today's subreddit is r/choosingbeggars, where someone wants to hire a full-time nanny for $1 an hour. I'm buying a vintage McDonald's playground from up near Latrobe, and I would like a licensed contractor to install it on my vast acreage, kind of like a theme park I'd be starting. I'm located roughly 5 kilometers off the highway on a 1.5-acre lot, which is just massive. I need someone to bring concrete, do curbing, bring in bark and sand, maybe also gravel, and then run their excavator to repair and install the playground. I make decent money, so I have enough for the materials. I would just like to barter for the labor. I was thinking, once the playground slash theme park is up and running, you could bring your kids the last Sunday of every month for a year as compensation. If your day falls on a major holiday, then that visit is voided because I'm just too busy for substitution days. We have free-range chicken and quail, so we can provide a lunch of egg sandwiches. We're thinking like $4 per sandwich or maybe $5 with cheese like McDonald's. Or, and hear me out here, choosing beggar, let's just think about this. Or a licensed contractor could just take their kids to McDonald's where they could buy egg and cheese sandwiches and play on the playgrounds for free. Well, obviously, the sandwiches wouldn't be free. You'd have to pay like $4 or $5 for those. But the play equipment would be free. And how are you going to say, I make decent money on my massive property, but I don't have enough money to pay you? This dude, and this dude's bragging about his massive 1.5-acre lot. Dude, a 1.5-acre lot isn't even all that big. And this play equipment, man, if you're listening to this story and not watching, this play equipment looks like something out of Five Nights at Freddy's. It is horrific. It is twisted metal and faded paint, and I feel like I'm getting tetanus just by looking at this thing. Seeking a babysitter to come to my home on an ongoing basis Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. You must be a churchgoer, conservative, female only, over 21, non-smoker, non-drinker, pass a drug test, pass a criminal background check, and have 3 references. You must be a high school graduate, and I prefer that you're in or went to college for an elementary education. You'd be caring for a 6-month-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and 5-year-old, all boys, paying $75 per week, non-negotiable. $75 a week! Yo, what? 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Is that a 13-hour shift? 13 hours times 5 days is 65 hours of work a week. 65 hours for $75 a week? $75 divided by 65 hours is $1.15 to take care of 1, 2, 3, 4, all boys. 4 boys. Okay. Yeah. And you've got to be a high school graduate. And you have to preferably be in college, or the way I should say it, collage, not college, because this person doesn't know how to spell college, for elementary education. You can't drink. You can't smoke. You have to be a churchgoer. You have to be a woman. You have to be conservative. Blah, blah, blah. Like, whoa, lady, calm down. You know, thinking about it, this breaks down to just a little over 1/4 per child per hour. Imagine, honestly, taking care of a kid for 25 cents an hour. Wow! It's like $75 per week. Lady, I wouldn't even take this job for $75 a day. So I just typed in on Google, how much do undocumented nannies make per hour? And according to the New York Times, researchers found that domestic workers who were illegal immigrants earned considerably less than those who were American-born or naturalized citizens. nannies who were citizens had a median pay of $12.50 an hour, while illegal immigrants earned $9.86 an hour. So you could literally be waiting at the border, and an illegal immigrant runs across the border and is immediately looking for work. And that illegal immigrant will make more money than whoever OP hires for this impossible job that will never get filled. Man, that's wild. This is wild. This person is detached from reality, floating in space. On this next post, this is a comment to a Reddit thread, and someone replies, "It's a tactical bikini. Edit. Holy f***, this blew up. Guys, I was having a bad day, but getting 250 upvotes within a few hours is huge. Thank you all so much. P.S. Keep the upvotes coming in, fellas. Let's see if we can get to 100,000 upvotes by day's end. Also, can somebody give my comment gold, please? Thank you." And then, this comment has a staggering 307 upvotes. Then three different people reply, "I wish I could take my award back after that edit. Bro, that edit saga literally depressed me. That edit was worse than all of 2020. Man, people who beg for upvotes on Reddit are absolutely pathetic. By the way, if you're enjoying this video, make sure to absolutely smash that like button. Obliterate it into existence for the YouTube algorithm. Let's see if we can get this video to 100,000 likes, guys. I would really appreciate it. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly R/ am I the butthole, more like R/ I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code R/ at checkout. That's R/, R-S-L-A-S-H at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code R/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code R/. Job posting to LinkedIn. Seeking a full-stack developer skilled in React, React Admin, Postgres, Squill, MonoDB, and Python to intern at Inception, and be part of a high-speed team building a world-first type of website. The role will focus on development of our content management system, which is based on React Admin. This opportunity is unpaid, available immediately, and can be filled in a part-time or full-time capacity. This will be a great opportunity to collaborate with our team members in North America, Europe, and Asia. Come join us. Ah, yes, the world of computer engineers, where everyone is begging for a job and everyone is grossly underpaid, so they would be thrilled to get an unpaid internship. So, the last I heard, there's more unfilled jobs for computer engineers than there are actual computer engineers to fill them. So, not only is it one of the most highly paid fields in the world, but also there's a labor shortage in this field right now. And the part about working part-time or full-time, you mean I don't have to work part-time for free? I can work full-time for free? Wow! I've got a buddy who codes, so I sent this post to him to ask him how much is a reasonable salary for this job. And he says that he would guess $70,000 to $80,000 minimum. He said, that's just for a starting position too, but for someone who's actually experienced, it'd be a lot higher. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. My podcast platform has this neat little graph that shows me my listener demographics, so I can see that most of my viewers are male. That's why I'm thrilled that BetterHelp is sponsoring today's episode, because mental health among men is honestly a real problem. This statistic is crazy to me. Men make up 38% of talking therapy referrals, yet 78% of suicides are males. That means that the people who need the help the most are getting the least amount of help. Also, 6 million men per year suffer from depression, and most of these cases are undiagnosed. That's why I recommend BetterHelp. That's Better, H-E-L-P. BetterHelp will match you to a licensed professional therapist who can help you address your mental health needs. BetterHelp is not a crisis line or self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. I've got a special offer for r/ listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/. That's the symbol slash followed by the word slash. On this next post, OP is trying to sell his Jeep online, and some dude messages him trying to buy just the top of the Jeep. You can't ask for $6,000 for a Jeep if you're not willing to part with a $500 top, especially when you ask specifically to not ask. So now, I'm offering only $250 for the top of your Jeep. Cheers. Down in the comments, we have this story from Penny of the Nerds. We were selling a car. An entire car, as you do. Some guy wanted specific parts out of it. I, again, offered him the parts that came with the purchase of the entire car for the full sales price. He says, but I just want to come get the parts out. I'll offer you $250. Sure, come take all the parts that literally make my car run. I'll just be over here with a non-running car that I can't sell and that needs to be towed because you think that I'm dumb enough to take $250. He got blocked pretty quickly. And beneath that, we had this story from Frank Adam Gabe. I had a guy follow me for 5 miles, only to pull into my driveway with me, saying that he wanted to buy the body of my car, but not the engine. I told him that I would happily sell him the entire car, but he said that he wanted the price of the engine deducted. I asked him, what the hell am I going to do with just a car engine? And he just shrugged and again tried to buy just the car body. After I removed the engine for him, of course. Selling a sealed, new 2020 MacBook computer for $1,300.
Would you take $200? Please, my son has cancer and his dying wish is to play Cyberpunk. This laptop would work perfectly for it.
Do I look like the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
I hope your mom dies of cancer, B-word.
This lady wants her kid to play Cyberpunk on a Mac? Who's gonna tell her? Are you gonna tell her? Should I tell her? Someone should tell her, right? Lady, I regret to inform you that Cyberpunk doesn't even run on a Mac. It needs Windows.
Oh, I didn't realize I would have to pay. I would have thought that with the current stage of your career, you'd be doing this for exposure and to get your name out there.
Sadly, neither my rent nor bills can be paid in exposure. I'd be happy to do a song for the price above in time for your wedding. Let me know if I can help further.
That's a bit cheeky. In my opinion, you're being unrealistic with pricing, and you'll build a name for yourself much quicker by doing these for free or really cheap to get your name out there. You're talented, for sure, but I don't see people paying for something like that. The world doesn't owe you a living.
Huh, what a coincidence, choosing beggar. This person doesn't owe you a personalized song. Selling pre-built PC with 1080 graphics card for $1,650. Hi, Benjamin, is this still available? It is not worth $1,650. Yes, it's available. LOL. And then the choosing beggar sends OP a screenshot of another computer selling online for $1,200. This one's even better. Cool, then go buy it. Yours is too much, LMAO. I'll buy it for $1,450. It doesn't even have an SSD or a hard drive. So what? LOL. I'm not stressing about selling off the computer, but it looks like you got nothing better to do, LOL. I'll sell you my computer for $9,000. I'm not the one trying to buy a computer here. You must have a sad life trying to flex on someone you don't even know, LMAO. And besides, your PC setup is garbage. Shut the hell up, you small dick! Aw, did I hurt your feelings?
You foreigners have small dicks. Go back where you came from. The title of this next post is, I just want to point out that the last four messages here were written within 15 minutes while I was taking a shower. He blocked me instantly after that last message. Anyways, the conversation begins. Sure thing. How would you like to pay?
Ugh, what about a big thank you instead? Smiley face.
I like your work. We don't pay people for this kind of work in my country.
I don't know. You don't waste any resources by creating a design. It'll take you only an hour or two.
And you could sacrifice that bit of time for me, couldn't you? Smiley face.
No, I really can't. I've had multiple clients from Germany, and all of them seem to know that it's normal to get paid for graphic design.
Man, please. It's only clicking a mouse. No big deal. I was really nice to you. Please. Hello, I'm a customer.
Okay, go die. Blocked.
Dude, I'm not sure if you fully understand what actually constitutes a customer. Coming up to a business owner and screaming at them to give you free stuff doesn't make you a customer, it makes you a choosing beggar. Also, dude, if it's only clicking a mouse, then do it yourself.
Hi there, I'll be moving into a new house this week and I'm in need of all furniture. I need bedding, linen, couches, a dining table, drawers, kitchen utilities, cutlery, and a washing machine. If you could kindly gift and deliver it, because I have no transportation. But if you have most of what I need, then I guess that I could pay for a truck. Thank you so much. Our address is blank.
Down in the comments, Riddell says exactly what I was thinking. I could use $1 million deposited directly into my account. Thank you. Or the even better deal would be, I have all this furniture, but I need a house to put it in. Could someone give me a free house, please? That was r/choosingbeggars. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.